So it's not like it wasn't coming, but the official Roe v. Wade decisions have seen protests break out over various parts of America. But protest as they might, courts aren't swayed by upset, of course. And the next question, in part at least, is does it have political fallout for the upcoming midterms? Annie Linsky's with the Washington Post in D.C. and is with us. Good morning.
Hi there.
How exercised is America, if you can put or encapsulate it, how exercised is America by this whole decision?
I mean, this is a groundbreaking and kind of landscape-shifting decision. So it's impacting America, you know, in the first moments, the first hours, but also sort of as the days pass, new developments are coming up, I mean, really by the hour. So I think the country is quite focused on what this decision said and what it means.
What happens in terms of, we've seen the protests over the weekend, but this isn't politics, this is a court. A court is not swayed by protest. Given nothing can happen now, how long does the angst continue?
You know, there's a divided view on that. Democrats believe that the angst and the anger will continue all the way up until November, when there are midterm elections here and voters get to decide what the composition of the United States House and Senate will look like. Republicans will say, look, in the short term, in the next week, the next 2 weeks, the next 3 weeks, this is going to be on the minds of a lot of voters. But then Republicans are saying that will fade and the country will look back and begin to think more about gas prices, higher inflation, and rising crime. So there are two theories of the case out there.
A lot of corporate American reaction, help of payment of bills, of transfer across borders, the application to be able to move offices, a lot of reaction from corporate America.
Absolutely. You know, companies right now, legal counsel are grappling with how to best change their policies to keep workers happy. I mean, keep in mind, the United States is still in a position where there are a lot of shortages of workers, especially high-skilled workers. And the idea of people leaving en masse to go work for a company that exists in a place that has sort of more open laws for women is something that they are, you know, CEOs and C-suites are grappling with, you know, through the weekend and will continue to. And that's one of the ways in which this is a story that will continue to be in the news, because these developments are still ongoing. Even though the decision happened Friday, the repercussions of it will continue echoing for quite some time.
And I appreciate your time. Annie Linsky out of Washington for us this morning. Apparently, Mike, two-thirds of the population of the U.S. supports retaining Roe v. Wade, which allowed millions of women to make decisions about their own bodies, yet six people can take that away. Something is wrong with not only the way the U.S. Supreme Court's elected, but the ultimate power it seems to have in a fractionalized political environment. As far as we are concerned back home, Mike, Simon O'Connor's just lost national about 500,000 female votes. Nice own goal. I look forward to asking Luxon about that. I will, Bill. Don't worry about it. Mike, I'm a long-term national supporter. I've got two daughters. Christopher's MP's opinion on the US abortion bill is not okay. Unless he seems sincere or gets a grip of this, I will move on from national. And then a very important one, Mike, can you please confirm with experts what has actually changed with Roe v. Wade? Has it banned abortion completely? No, it hasn't. Limited it in later trimesters of pregnancy? Not necessarily. Disclosure, I'm pro-choice. What it's essentially done, it's a very important question to answer. They haven't ruled on abortion. They've ruled on federalism, basically. They've ruled on a state's right to run their own state. They don't think it's a federal issue. They think it's a state issue. The outworking of that is it then depends on what state you're in. The same way states have different petrol prices, different taxes, different education systems. You saw it in Australia with their federal system under the COVID lockdowns. The Victoria lockdown was different to the New South Wales lockdown because different people run different states. All a conservative court has said is that we don't think this is our issue. We think it's a state's issue. And you go work it out with your state. That's the decision that's been made.